Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Aaron and I, as I shared, the first couple of years, about 3 years into our marriage, we were at a really, really difficult place. I honestly didn't think we were going to make it. And one of the sad things, looking back on that season, that we allowed just our hardened hearts to come out through some sarcasm, through teasing about divorce. I mean, I remember there were times where we'd get into arguments and I would, say to her, well, it sounds like you just don't want to be married to me anymore. That you should just leave me. I mean, there were ways, sadly, that we began to joke kind of tongue in cheek with some little bit of probably hints of truth about divorce. And that is such an awful thing to do. And I encourage couples, take that word divorce out of your vocabulary. Don't ever joke about it. Just the other day, my 8-year-old daughter, maybe it was even yesterday, we were in the kitchen and she said something like, will you ever divorce mommy or something? I mean, she just like randomly asked me this. And I looked at her and I said, honey, I said, honestly, mom and dad never use that word. And I know you didn't mean it this way, but I want to ask you to never, ever use that word in regards to our marriage. I said, mom and I are going to do everything we can to keep working, to have a great marriage, but we're not going to get divorced. And I've had some of my other children kind of tease about it. Like, they're listening to us argue or something and, hey, mom's going to leave you. And I'll get firm with them and say, don't speak that into my marriage. Don't ever. In Aaron, there came a point in time to where Aaron and I said, you know what? We are going to make it. I'm not sure how, but we are going to make it. And divorce is not an option. And we literally took that word out. I love the old Spanish explorer Cortez, when he landed with his men in these ships, out for the Aztec gold. Everybody wanted to return to Spain. They long voyage. They were ready to give up, and he kind of used the phrase, we're going to burn the ships. And so he had some torches and set all their ships on fire. In other words, his message to his men was, we're not going home. And we're going forward. As a matter of fact, the only way we're ever going to get home is we're going to have to build new ships or to take their ships. And I actually love that as a concept for a marriage. And what that needs to be our attitude. We've burned the ships. Whatever ship that Aaron and I arrived in as singles into our marriage, we've burned those. Mm-hmm. There is no returning. There is no going home. And so therefore, we have to move forward and face our issues and deal with the problems, because there's nowhere else to go but forward together.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.